I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Fonto.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, May 8th, 2017.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tomorrow it's election day here in British Columbia.
Feels like it's taken forever.
It has, yeah. They started early, I guess, in the campaign. And well, I guess we know when the election is 4 years in advance, so I guess that's why governments and parties all work towards this time.
We were all waiting for this one.
You think?
Specifically, I think.
You think there'll be a change on tomorrow?
Well, I hope so. I think we're all, you know, we all need a change. But yeah, it just feels like with all the ads and everything and you know, commercials, it feels like it's been months.
I voted, do you?
Of course, yes. I took advantage of the early voting and went in and did mine the other day. So it was nice. To, 2 minutes, like, probably less, not maybe 2 minutes is exaggerating, but 5 minutes or less in and out.
I was in Saturday night just before I went out to dinner because the voting place is a couple blocks from my house. And it was on the way to dinner, so I stopped in before, and I got in at about 7:20. The poll closed at 8. I got out about 8:05. The wait was about 35 minutes or so. There was a long line in the church there. But I mentioned that I voted to you. That's the ad that Elections BC has put out with all these normal people, or these regular people, if you will, and Trevor Linden at the end says that. I wonder if Trevor Linden voted in advance polls, or do you think he'll vote tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm assuming he'd probably go to the advance polls. If not, you know, maybe he votes by mail. Some, like, you know, some other
people
I know.
Yeah, I tried to, but I...
Because, you know, God forbid you're swarmed at the polls.
Well, you know, it's just easier to. I've always voted by mail. The last two elections, but this time the ballot showed there's a mix up with Canada Post and Elections Canada. I tweeted about it with them.
What happened?
It's too long to get into. It's not interesting. Okay. But anyway, so if I filled out the thing, it wouldn't get, because it has to be postmarked by the 9th received in Victoria, and I don't know if there's no guarantee they'll get it. So
it would, yeah.
So I voted, and they asked me to destroy the ballot, which I have. It's been torn up. And so I went to the church there to vote, but...
It took you a bit over a half hour.
Yeah. But, I mean, there were a lot of people there. So, I mean, that's a sign when they say that a lot of people vote, that it's a means of change in the government.
Right.
At the same time, political scientists that I've heard on the news last night, they were saying that it doesn't really mean anything other than Elections BC has had more chances for advance polls and people that are... predisposed to voting, just take advantage of those because it's easier for them to go on a weekend, say, or at night than, say, on a Tuesday.
It is.
So.
I mean, I went on Saturday after taking my kids to gymnastics, and it was at this old hotel on Kingsway.
Oh, the one that they've converted into, like, housing?
I assume that's what it is now, the old Jaguar. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I was thinking of that Hilton. Was it a Ramada? Remember the one across the Safeway?
From the Safeway, exactly it.
Yeah,
it
I think the government bought that, and then I think they were converting it into housing. Or that was the plan, at least.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what it's become, but that's where the voting was, so... That was really close and super easy and fast. So yeah. I just got it done. I didn't want to procrastinate anymore because I don't really want to have to do that on tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and the people listening to this might think I'm being precious about voting by mail, but usually on a Tuesday or a Monday, because I think we vote federally on Mondays, I'm usually busy before work, and I don't have the time to go out and line up and vote. So that's why.
Well, what are you busy doing? I gotta
do the show before I actually go to the job.
Okay.
So that's, you know, I mean, your employer gives you...
Exactly.
The employer gives you time off.
Exactly.
But I've got other things other than my job. So.
All right. Well, that's on you.
Yeah. So that's why I voted by mail. I'm responsible here, not, you know, Nixon, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're very, like you said, precious. So we wouldn't want anything to happen to you out there. But you did it. You braved the polls this year.
Yeah.
And it was successful, so that's great.
And, but the other thing, too, is people are sick about politics. I was talking to Miranda Nelson on Twitter. And if people are apathetic or sick about politics, that doesn't mean a change in government either. So
no, not necessarily. Not at all. But do you think we're really there yet? I don't think we're at the point where you'd say we're apathetic. I think
we are apathetic. I mean, voter turnout last time was 58% in British Columbia. That's disappointing when voter turnout is usually, I mean, federally it was 68% when Justin Trudeau won. I mean, in the 80s, it was 75, 80%.
Yeah, it needs to be a bit higher.
And it constantly goes down. So it's not like, so I do think people are, I mean, there are no crises in government per se. I mean, there's no war. There's no election on, like, I mean, 88 was the big, in 1980, it was a huge election federally where I think voter turnout was in the high 70s because that was about tax. That was about GST.
Uh-huh.
And that drove people to the polls.
Right.
84, the four years before that, people were sick of the Liberal government in Ottawa with Pierre Trudeau. And so they turned out and they voted for Brian Mulroney. They wanted change. This time around, I mean, people want change, but not everybody wants change, right?
Well, not everybody wants, that's always, you know, that's always the case. But I think right now the whole, the $10 a day child care plan is really in full effect, and full force. And I think what we're seeing is a change of demographic, right? I think, people are aging out and we've got new young voters coming in.
Like people our age or younger?
Yes.
And for the people around you that are our age and younger, have they gone out and voted early, say? Or will vote tomorrow?
I hope so.
Well, have they told you, though, that they will?
Oh, most of them have, yes.
Yeah.
Like, young people seem very, from what I see, they seem very eager to vote, especially if it's their first time voting.
Yeah.
They're very eager because I think especially seeing what's going on in the U.S. right now, I think it really pushes people to start using their, you know.
Yeah, because people in the United States.
Using their democratic right.
Because people in the United States, voter turnout in the United States was very low in this last election.
And look at what they've got now.
Yeah.
Right? So I think people here are really not wanting to see that same dictatorship happen.
Well, that was my friend Kai Nagata. He, the Dogwood Initiative, they put a flyer out that had Trump's picture on it and said, this is what happens when you don't vote.
Exactly.
I've got a story about a first-time voter. I was at the mall in New West.
Yeah.
What is it called? Royal City Mall?
Royal City Center, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm in the bookstore there and just inside of the Black Bond books, and you know, there's a window there, right, in the mall.
Yep.
So this fellow comes up to me, and he says, you look smart. Who should I vote for?
Well, clearly he didn't have his glasses on.
Well, yeah.
You look smart.
So I thank the fellow.
Of course.
And I said, well, what are the issues that you're concerned about? And he said he wanted better hospitals and more money for education. So
okay.
I said, well, you know, the left-wing parties and the right-wing parties. And he then said he was from El Salvador. This was his first time voting.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, in El Salvador, you voted for left-wing parties, right-wing parties? He said he voted for both. I said, well, which governments did you like better?
Uh-huh.
And he said that the left-wing parties did better when it came to education and health care.
Uh-huh.
And the right-wing parties, not so much. I said, well, then I guess in British Columbia, your party would be the NDP.
Right.
So we were in New Westminster, so he asked me who the candidate was, and I said, well, I assumed he would live there, and I said it was Judy Darcy. And he said, and I only knew that because when I walked into the mall, I saw her sign there, right? It was her and then the I guess Jonina Campbell. That's the green candidate who they're saying could win a seat.
Okay.
But he said in New West, yeah, and so he said no. He lived in Burnaby. And he wanted he liked Peter Julian. He said, "Well, so Peter Julian is the MP. He's not the." So he was asking me the name. I said, "Well, I don't know the name of the Burnaby candidate." Mm. I said, "It's probably Corrigan's wife, but I guess Corrigan's wife is not running again." So I said, "Well, when you go into the poll there, the names of the people are there, but they also have the names of the party. So you just have to look for whatever." So I stuck my hand out because I wanted to shake his hand.
Right.
And he went on his way. But so there's a first-time voter who's actually thinking about who he's voting for. But I don't know if it really helps asking someone, who should I vote for? I mean...
Well, it does, I guess, kind of. I do remember asking you a couple of times. Because, you know, I mean, years prior to this, I was not... And still, I don't consider myself very politically educated still, not to the degree that a lot of my colleagues and yourself and other people are. So I have to ask those questions because, you know, sometimes, well, a lot of times, I'm only getting the information that we see on TV and what we hear, and it's nice to have factual information. And sometimes it's just nice to know, like, straight up, how is this going to affect me?
Yeah.
I don't need to know all the small print. I just want to know how this directly affects me, and are these the people I should be voting for? And I think, you know, we have to kind of put it in layman's terms for people if we want people to get out and vote. I think that's what would deter younger people from coming up. And actually, that just reminded me of something really quickly. Somebody told me the other day that, I guess, Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon used to be rated one of the highest late-night TV shows. It was rated the highest. And since Trump has come in, it's now Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
Because a lot of younger people and a lot more people in general, I think, are watching it because he's able to kind of put this whole political thing into layman terms.
Well, I think
making
John,
it funny.
I think John Stewart started that. John Stewart started that.
John Stewart started it. Yeah.
You know, in 2000, from the throughout his run on the Daily Show, and then he was followed by Colbert. But no, I think the reason that Jimmy Fallon is doing a lot less better than Colbert is the fact that, NBC has always tried to play it safe. I mean, when they had Jay Leno, Leno's jokes were very middle of the road politically.
Right, right.
Whereas Letterman was a little more, critical of whoever was in power.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon did not distinguish himself in this past campaign when he had Trump on, and then, tussled his hair rather than ask him any serious questions.
Yeah.
So
that's not a win.
Whereas Colbert is willing to make fun of the guy
and make it very clear where he stands.
And then you saw that with Jimmy Kimmel last week. Great deal of sympathy from people because he came out and defended the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Right.
When you wouldn't hear Jimmy Fallon do that.
Which is, it adds a bit of human, a human piece and a human sense to them that they suffer from the politics just like everybody else does. And I think it was nice to see that from Jimmy Kimmel last week. But I thought that was an interesting little fact, although, I'm not up late enough to watch those shows regularly.
You watch SNL, and they're getting very good ratings attacking the president.
Oh,
right?
Like I said to you, I mentioned this not on the last show, that SNL is funnier than ever right now because of the political arena. I think that added to the humor of SNL, which it's been kind of dreary for a while. It's not been as funny. But it's amazing that what they're actually putting on the show is real life. And it's funny. It's hilarious. So it's really brought the show back for me anyway.
Yeah. So how do you think this ends tomorrow night? Do you think she gets back in?
That would be devastating. I don't know what I'll do if I, you know, have to wake up Wednesday morning.
But wasn't it devastating 4 years ago, like people like yourself who thought that Dix was going to win, and then, I mean, even people in her own party thought she wasn't going to win, and they did. I mean,
yeah, that was devastating.
I mean, all the polls told us that the NDP was going to win 4 years ago, so.
It was devastating. I think Christie got, she got in on the guise that she was, I think a lot of people voted for, not a lot, but I'm sure a lot of women voted for her because they saw her as a, you know, a single mother, independent woman, you know, in politics, and that maybe she might do something for us. And that ended up working against a lot of people. So I don't see her being premier on Wednesday. I hope not. I don't know. If she is, though, you know, what are we going to do? We'll live with it. Mm. Just like, unfortunately, our American neighbors are. But I really have faith in John Horgan, and I think it would be a delight to have him as our premier.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know who's going to win. I think it's at this point I've seen all kinds of polls, and it's
a tight race.
Yeah, but I think it all depends on if people show up or not, and I think if people will show up on Tuesday in large numbers, then you will see a change in government. Otherwise, you won't. I mean, 20% of the voters who are eligible to vote have voted already in these advance polls. But does that just mean that people who are predisposed to voting just did it earlier?
And I'm surprised it's only 20%.
No, that's a huge number if you think about it. It's 20% of everybody who can vote.
Right.
Cool. So the fact that they showed up early.
I guess in the advance polls, yes.
Yeah. That's why there was a lineup at Glad Tidings when I voted on Saturday. And apparently the lineup had been throughout the day Saturday.
Oh, so, at Glad Tidings.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it says something good. You know, I really hope we show up in numbers. It's important for people to vote.
Yeah.
It's really important if we want to change. So hopefully we see that number go up and we have a new government.
Well,
I
voted NDP, even though I voted Liberal last time.
Oh, that's very bold of you.
Well, I mean, I'm in a riding where the NDP usually wins, so I mean, it's not.
You don't have much of a choice. Yeah.
No, I do have a choice, but I mean, it's not going to. It's not going to translate to a win for whoever I'm voting for.
Just be for ego at that point.
But I just don't like the Liberal candidate here. I think this is if people are saying that there's too much money in politics, I mean, the Liberal candidate is not someone who would dissuade me of that fact, because her job is a lobbyist. She's a lobbyist with TELUS, and there was a point there where she couldn't figure out how much money she gave, because she was giving under both her married name and her maiden name.
Oh, that's a problem.
So, yeah.
Those are some things that you want your your local government to understand. Money.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. We'll talk next week. That'll be our last show for the year.
Oh, and, exciting. It's gone by so quickly.
It has, yeah. So we're ending our second year, and then we're coming back in the fall for a third.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Well, I mean, you did say you voted NDP. I voted NDP as well. Adrian Dix is in my, I'm in Adrian Dix's riding, and he's handled and carried this riding very well for a number of years. So,
My riding is Kensington, and maybe a little more from what I've heard from people in the riding who've gone to her office for help. She's very helpful. I have friends who are liberals, and they were saying one of the things that they were using against Ms. Elmore in this election was that she was more interested in being an MP, and she tried to run for the nomination in Vancouver East when the one that Jenny Kwan won.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. You can't fault someone for being ambitious.
No, not at all. You've got to try, right? You don't know until you try.
So, yeah, so, I mean, I've had Mabel on the show over the years, and, you know, she seems fine. So I feel very comfortable voting for her. I mean, I've voted Liberal last time, but, you know, I've been told that I'm the median voter in this province, and I'm the sort of voter that most people are, in that they will vote one party one year, and that's how elections are turned, right?
Right.
So...
That's how it should be. Well, not always, but there should be some thought in it, right? And you're going to go towards the issues that are important to you.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, well, we'll talk next week. We'll see what happens next Monday.
Next Monday when we have a new premier. Or not. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, May 8, 2017.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Plata.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We will be back next time.